All right, now we've got Harrietta who needs some help sprucing up some siding. What can we do for you?
My home is, it was 53 years old. It's cedar siding, and we've used res stain on it throughout the years. Recently, the house has been molding, and he puts Clorox on it and then puts another stain, a stain on it. Now he wants to put a flat paint on it, and I wondered if that's advisable. Is that the way to go, or do you have some suggestions?
Mm-hmm. Well, typically, here's how you would finish cedar siding. You would use an oil-based primer, and you would prime it first, and then you would use a solid color exterior stain on top of that. And done correctly, you could probably get 5 to 7 years easy out of the a properly applied staining process like that. In terms of the ongoing maintenance, pressure washing the house once a year or once every couple of years should be enough to take off the surface dirt and any mold or mildew that is left behind. But you shouldn't have to do it any more frequently than that.
Yeah, and with the pressure washer, you can use, you know, a house cleaning product like Joe Max, you know, mixed right into the pressure washer to help sort of scrub away that mold that might be giving you a hard time.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.